And when you touch, even touch the realm of stillness in yourself, that is the deepest fulfillment that could be, and you realize who you truly are is that. That is the essence of your sense of I am. It has nothing to do with the story. It just got confused with the story. Sometimes people discover that whose story is destroyed by life. Life does something to you that you cannot, the story becomes totally unbearable. Everything collapses around you, so you cannot uphold the story anymore of me as somebody who has done this or has done that or has achieved that. It's all left you. Maybe the body has become ill, is collapsing. Things around you are collapsing. There's nothing left that you can claim anything about, make any claim about possession, this or that. It's all gone. I don't know who I am anymore. Some people experience that realization in prison when they are stripped of everything. Everything has left them. The story has collapsed. I don't understand anything. Some people experience it when there's a sudden great disaster in their life. Suddenly, all their explanations don't work anymore. The way they had explained, they had all figured it all out, how the universe works and my place in the universe and what the importance of what I'm, my life, my work, what I've achieved and done. And suddenly, the whole thing, your whole career suddenly crumbles. Maybe something crumbles around you and with it, that. And in the last moments of this physical form, you suddenly, all that leaves you. Your story collapses at the same time as the world around you collapses. You might be on a sinking ship or building collapsing. And at that moment, there is a corresponding inner collapse of the edifice, the mental edifice of the story of me. And what is left when that collapses is that was always there. You touch the stillness and you touch the deepest sense of being of I am. That has nothing to do with your physical form or your psychological form of me. Nothing to do with form. And there's a moment of peace and stillness. And many people who have touched death and survived miraculously, many tell the story of suddenly encountering a realm of great serenity and peace. All fear leaves them. Ah. And then they come back and many of them have never fear death again because they have already faced death. And so death is when the structures crumble, not only around you, but the inner structures. One way is through disaster, and another way is through, the more gentle way, is through sitting here. And you've chosen that one. Other people choose the disaster, and that works very well too. And even if there was only a moment before death comes and that is realized, that is the flowering. Your life has flowered. Consciousness has flowered through this form and realized itself through this form. For the first time, well, not the very first, but on this planet, it's still a very rare phenomenon for this to happen. Consciousness, one could say, no, this is only a little, almost a parable, that consciousness itself is dreaming the dream of form and enjoying the dream. The entire universe is Look at the planet of the billions of life forms. Any form that, whatever you could imagine, exists or has existed at some point as a life form. Look at the oceans, how many incredible life forms live in the oceans alone.